Let's not mess anything up. Let's get going here. Another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Later in the hour, Uri Geller will join us. He's learned to talk to the animals. And psychic Lisa Lano will be here to talk about phony scams when it comes to psychics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The poll today at DougSteffen.com. Which classic Christmas movie do you try to watch every year? A, It's a Wonderful Life. B, Miracle on 34th Street. C, Christmas Carol. D, White Christmas. E, Other. F, Two or More of the Above.
Other.
I have a dilemma here.
What's that?
I know who wrote this poll, Ken Kessler.
Yeah, and you left out all the good movies.
And you left out my obvious favorite.
Christmas Vacation.
Well, that's why it says classic.
Other. Mm-hmm.
Classic. Christmas Vacation is a classic. It's like 30 years old.
Chevy Chase is good. He's like 100 now.
Nice.
Okay, my favorite three Christmas movies, because I can't pick one, it's either Elf, Christmas Vacation, or Love Actually.
Love Actually.
All three of those.
Love Actually.
No, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Love Actually.
Oh, look at Roberta.
Love Actually. Yesterday's poll, what was the most you ever paid for a Christmas tree? Let's see here. 30% said I don't buy Christmas trees.
Wow.
29% said between $20 and $50 they pay for a Christmas tree usually. 16% said between $50 and $100. 13% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said over $100. That's what I think I spent last year, if I remember correctly. 7% of you said no more than $20. 5% said, I don't know. And you know what? Probably doesn't make much of a difference. What possible difference does it make? It's Christmas time. Get the best Christmas tree you can get if you're going to go to the trouble.
Yeah,
get
sure.
Christmas tree.
Get the best Christmas tree you can get for $30.
Yeah. You think you can get the best? They're not worth more than $30.
You know, we went the fake route 2 years ago.
Nice, Richie.
Yeah, we did. And but before that, we were buying real for, I don't think I paid over $50.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Big story today from Pennsylvania. Deputies are looking for someone with a really big sweet tooth. Truck carrying $120,000 worth of Hershey's chocolates stolen.
My daughter did it.
The sheriff's office reports the truck and the driver were, let's see here. The deputy said that the driver parked the truck for the night. Why would you park the truck for the night? Anyway, he went into the hotel, I guess. It was a big delivery truck, and it was delivering around by the time they found it, it was down the southeast. So it got stolen in Florida. And so who knows where it is now? $120,000 worth of Hershey's chocolate candy bars. White chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate. Think of the Hershey's Kisses.
Listen to Doug. He's so hungry for some candy right now. You're so into it.
I'm just thinking about all of the great, Hershey's, it's milk chocolate. It's okay. It's commercial stuff. I know one thing. I'm going to hire a sleuth to find out what happened. I always leave in my refrigerator some blueberry pie, and I bring chocolate and leave it there in case there are ever any special guests that like blueberry pie or chocolate. And this is expensive, nice chocolate. Both the blueberry pie and the chocolate are missing from my refrigerator from my trip last week. And so,
blueberry chocolate thief.
Just look for the one walking around smiling.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had chocolate with blueberries in it? I was trying to think if there's a combination.
They do dried blueberries covered in chocolate.
They do. Where do you get those?
You can get them anywhere. There's a new company that's doing them that's really good. I'll have to look up the name for you. But they do blueberries, pomegranates, and goji berries.
No, really?
Yeah, so that you can feel good because you're like, oh, goji berries, it's a super
very
good.
Healthy.
And it's dark chocolate, so it's really, this is like health food city, I'm telling you. Forget the carrots and the celery.
Chocolate-covered carrots would be good.
Ew, that's awful.
Really? Okay. Story from Denver.
It's like chocolate-covered lettuce.
Colorado, a 6-year-old boy who has big dreams of growing up to be an astronaut has started an online petition in the hopes of saving NASA from losing more funding. 6-year-old boy, story at DougSteffen.com. This young fellow's name is Connor Johnson. Learned that Congress was going to strip NASA of more funding, putting his hopes of being an astronaut in serious jeopardy. He was so concerned about the situation that he started an online campaign to save NASA. It wasn't his first choice. He said, quote, my whole idea was writing off to the president, and then I decided to give my whole piggyback bank to NASA, $10.41. He said his family told him to start a petition because writing to the president was a waste of time.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I like this kid. How many kids can't be astronauts anymore?
He's got 100,000 signatures, this kid.
No, he needs 100,000.
Oh, he needs 100,000. Oh, he doesn't have them yet. So he's got 8,000 so far. Needs 100. All right, let's all send him our signatures online. Can we do that? Should be able to do that, right?
Petitions.whitehouse.gov.
Petitions.whitehouse.gov.
He's got just over 12,000 now.
No, okay, good. All right, let's keep up with that, all right? Let's tomorrow, let's figure out how much he's got. We'll save that story for tomorrow again. I think that would be good information to have. Information is what we're all about. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Lisa Lano joins us in a moment here.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your shopping list. We have thousands of items on sale now, including 25% off Under Armour Big Logo hoodies this week only. And when you enter a $500,000 gift of Sport Holiday Sweepstakes, you'll have a chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop in-store and online for great deals on the brands you love and see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up, and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer. It's
definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be fantastic. Must be responsible.
This holiday season, remember, a Stetson man helped a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scraped the ice off the car windows just for good measure. And Blizzard's your rock's horses, 500 under the hood. He always seems to save day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
If you have not ordered Provia yet, this is your best chance. There are less than 2 weeks left before you get to Christmas time, and so they're having a holiday season sale on Provia. It's the all-natural ingredient, the ingredients in Provia that cleanse the pores in your scalp and allow the follicles, the hair follicles, to grow back again so your hair looks better. The ingredients in Provia also strengthen your hair follicles and they make them look fuller. So you have three different reasons to use Provia. Cleanses the scalp, allows the follicles to come through, and thickens and strengthens them so they really look cool. And it's good for both men and women who are follicularly challenged. Is that what I decided the word was, Jennifer? Follicularly challenged. Provia will work for you or your money back. No questions asked. Give yourself and friends the gift of stronger, fuller, more beautiful hair by buying them Provia and buying Provia for yourself at 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll also get free express shipping. Best deal of the year. Two products for the price of one and free shipping. 800-525-8319. That's not really even why it is the best deal of the year. Best deal of the year. It gets your hair back. That's why I like it, and you'll like it too. Provia, for better, thicker, richer, more beautiful hair that lasts and stays. This is not phony baloney stuff. This is your hair coming back. 800-525-8319. Joining us now on Good Day is our resident psychic, Lisa Lano. Her website, Lisa Lano with two N's, lisalano.com. Lisa, or is it Lisa? You know what? I've seen it both ways. Lisa M. Lano and lisalano.com. Isn't it both ways?
It might be, but I usually do Lisa M. Lano.
Lisa M. Lano.
Okay. I think the person who set it up might have done it both ways, but
not as
long as you get there, I don't care.
Exactly, right. All right, so one of the most famous psychics in the world, Sylvia Brown, died recently.
Oh, I know.
She'd been on a lot of, she was sort of a household name. People recognized her name. I remember interviewing her a couple of times, and I always found her hard to talk to. And oftentimes, frankly, I find you hard to talk to because there is, and I mean this lovingly,
he says this to all the guests, Lisa. Don't worry about it.
But because it's like you're between here and there. It's like you, when you're talking about these things and relating to people, when people are asking you questions that are important to them, the way you get information isn't, it's not of this world. And I think a lot of people, and I found in talking to Sylvia, she was a horrible interview. Because she was terrible because she became very famous, but not because she did good radio interviews. She was able to get to people and give them what they needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
matter of fact.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you're there for. I just
personality.
Yeah.
Her personality was very matter of fact, and this is it, and that's that, and if you don't like it, oh well.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
See if questions revolving the Malaysian Airlines jetliner, the people scouring the southern Indian Ocean for objects Are they related to the search for the jetliner? Lots of questions, not a lot of answers. I've invited Uri Geller to come on the program. Uri, what do you think is going on?
Well, it's certainly a mystery, but from my side, I have sent, emailed all the coordinates where I believe it could be. Because the situation is so sensitive, mainly because there are over 280 families waiting to hear from their loved ones, they're all of course hoping that the plane was hijacked and all their family members are safe and alive. That's why it's very difficult for me to totally openly speak about the situation, Doug.
All right. So in terms of others who do what you do, is this a picnic or a field day for people who are supposedly sensitive, who some people are and some people aren't, in terms of trying to muster all kinds of energy and resources to find the plane? How do we find it?
I think, Doug, that all the remote viewers who have been working for agencies like the CIA, maybe the American National Security Agency, maybe they have been reactivated in a small scale to look for the plane, and maybe they too have interesting information and credible information where they believe the plane is. As you know, if you hear the news, Israel is taking it seriously, and they are doing certain moves.
Because they would be afraid the plane would be used with some sort of nuclear weaponry against them?
Yeah, because there is that very, very slight percentage that the plane has been hijacked and is going to be used against Israel. So they are not taking any chances. They are doing everything and anything in their capacity and knowledge to make sure a plane of this nature does not enter the airspace of Israel.
Well, I mean, they have such technology. They're the fourth most, I think, in terms of actually designing, building technology, fourth most important country in the world. It's not likely that a plane would get into airspace like that that wasn't identifiable, isn't it?
Yeah, Doug, but you know, every 3 seconds a plane lands, probably in Tel Aviv and in every other airport in the world. How many seconds planes land in LAX, in Los Angeles Airport or Chicago? Do you know?
One every 60 seconds lands and takes off.
So there you
go. Sorry, no, that's my mistake. Boston.
24 hours a day.
It's in Boston, it's 60. Boston Airport is 60 seconds for landing and takeoffs. In LA, it's every 30 seconds.
So that's why every precaution has to be taken and arranged for.
Hadn't thought about it.
You've got to be very careful.
Yeah, that I haven't thought about at all. That is a very important way of looking at it. I hadn't thought about that. And you'd wonder about what other. I mean, we always hear about these guys using the planes against the West, but you know, it's possible some crackpot would go to China and want to blow stuff up, or go to Russia and want to blow things up. Not just the.
But mind you, that's a very, very tiny percentage that the plane has been indeed hijacked, most probably. And this I'm saying out of what I read and see on television, hear on radio, that the plane indeed crashed somewhere, and they will find sooner or later debris.
I'm not sure that I believe that, but that's okay. We don't have to always agree on everything. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, for lots of classic cases like this that he's gone through and in many instances solved.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? Heat caused by radiator surface tension can be damaging. Fact. Water's natural surface tension causes a disconnect between the coolant and the radiator surface. Think boundary layer. In effect, this boundary layer reduces the radiator's available area to transfer heat to air flowing across radiator fins. A radiator additive can serve as a wetting agent, which smooths water flow and reduces surface tension, thereby lowering engine temperature. When choosing a radiator additive for your vehicle, consider Purple Ice. Purple Ice, compatible with all coolants, is not only a wetting agent, but also a corrosion inhibitor. Add Purple Ice to your radiator every time the cooling system is flushed. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Purple Ice advantages. Then pick up your Purple Ice today at Pep Boys. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. American ethanol producers are fully engaged in the race to the next generation. Since the ethanol molecule is identical across sourcing types, many existing ethanol biorefineries are exploring bolt-on technologies that will enable production of ethanol from both grain starch and cellulosic material at the same facility. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Hi, this is Sam Champion. Many people don't know that the weather outside can affect the allergen count inside. You can reduce up to 95% of indoor inanimate allergens with Febreze, Fabric Refresher Allergen Reducer. It features a special technology when sprayed on fabric that acts like a net that flexes over allergen particles, keeping them out of the air you breathe until they can be vacuumed. For more information, go to Febreze.com/allergen reducer.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'll be right back.
station this past year. But now it won't be long. We don't need no destination, just to make a guess and a good clear station, playing our favorite song.
All right, so let's get back at the conversation here on the overview. This is our time to sort of review, start at the beginning and get to the end. A lot of issues for the week of March 17th to the 21st. March Madness, how many people have bet? Richie, you bet on, you don't have any of these.
I participate sides. In the network pool here.
Really?
Yeah, where you choose the 68 teams and try and whoever ends up with the number one wins.
Anybody pick
Ohio
State? Everybody
puts in $5.
North Carolina?
Possibly.
Impressed that I know that both of those are out?
Yeah, I'm sure people will pick them and are very disturbed this morning, yes.
Right. All right, let's see what else here is of interest and import this week. Spying, yeah. There's still a lot of that rattling around, and global warming because of the winter weather, blah, 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 blah. There is, I guess, the interest in what's going on in Ukraine and Crimea. I thought it was interesting. Representative Dan Coats, congressman from Indiana, said when he was put on the Russian hit list, sanctions against officials in retaliation for our sanctioning them, Coates said, quote, "While I'm disappointed that I won't be able to go on vacation with my family in Siberia this summer, I'm honored to be on that list." John McCain more or less said the same thing. Okay, but the number one, the most overwhelming item of conversation this week has to do with the search for the Malaysian airline Flight 370, Boeing 777. So let's listen to a couple of different talk programs and their approach to this issue. Talk host Jamie Samuelson and Bob Rudzinski have talked about a theory about what happened to the plane that's been actually gaining a lot of traction, especially in social media this week.
The guy's name is Chris Goodfellow. He's a good fellow.
He's a hack.
He's a retired pilot, and he wrote a very detailed article, which is too long for me to read the whole thing, but somebody else put the highlight points
on. Okay.
Here I'm going to read to you. Ready? Here it is. The facts that we know.
Okay.
This does fit everyone.
Okay.
Because everybody's talking about suicide, terrorists, everything. Here it is. Shortly after takeoff, as Malaysia 370 was flying out over the ocean, just after the co-pilot gave his final goodnight sign-off to the air traffic control, smoke began filling the cockpit, perhaps from a tire on the front landing gear that had ignited on takeoff.
Now, where does he get that?
He gets that. I don't want to go detail, but his detail is that airport has
night.
It was a hot night. It has a very
plane.
Long runway, a heavy plane, fairly common for there to be an underinflated tire, for there to be
a fire.
Damage.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so he's saying the front landing gear ignited on takeoff. The So now you're up in the air for a little bit. You notice it. The captain immediately did exactly what he'd been trained to do. Turn the plane toward the closest airport so he could land. Hence that quick turn.
Okay.
The closest airport was called Kuala Lumpur, whatever.
Yeah.
It has a massive 13,000-foot runway. The captain programmed the destination into the flight computer. The autopilot turned the plane west and put it on course for the runway. The same way the plane is
so
fairly
the plane,
turned.
According to the most recent radar, was heading towards this airport.
Yes.
Okay.
The captain and co-pilot then tried to find the source of the smoke and fire. They switched off electrical buses to try to isolate it, in the process turning off systems like the transponder and the ACARS update system.
Uh-huh.
But presumably not turning off the old autopilot, which was flying the plane. They did not issue a distress call because in a mid-air emergency, according to this pilot, your priorities are aviate, navigate, and communicate.
Right.
In that order. but smoke soon filled the cockpit and overwhelmed them. A tire fire could do this. The pilots passed out or died. Smoke filled the cabin and overwhelmed and distracted the passengers and the crew, and the cockpit was locked so nobody could go in there. So the plane continued to fly on the autopilot until it ran out of gas. With no one awake to instruct the autopilot to land, the plane kept flying on its last programmed course right over Kuala Lumpur and out into the Indian Ocean. The engine update system kept pinging the satellite. Eventually, 6 or 7 hours after the incident, the plane ran out of fuel and crashed.
Okay.
Nonsense. The I love my brethren who are in the conversation business. However, as some of the hosts and some of the callers, especially this week, have not sounded too intelligent when it came to all of this and just foolish things. I would be more likely to believe that, yes, a UFO did come, because I think that's a world that we don't understand anything about, and snatch the plane and do something. I think that's plausible, frankly. But some of this other stuff and the way people are explaining it doesn't seem to jingle the right bells, if you know what I mean. All right, before we leave this, here's another talk host named Josh Spiegel, who rounded out sort of a list of the contradictory information that we've heard over the past week. This guy reminds me, Richie, of that fellow who used to be around that could speak so quickly he could get twice as many words into a minute than most of us do.
Anyway, sign of a quality radio man there.
That could be, Richie. Let's see if we think this is quality radio.
In summary, here's what I know. It left Malaysia. It was going to China. Might have turned left or right, went south-north, might have been in the Indian Ocean. Maybe it's in Kazakhstan. Maybe it crashed. Maybe it landed. Maybe a UFO sucked it into the sky. Maybe it was shot down. There was a ping. Three pings. No, five pings. The engine sent data. Chinese satellite saw wreckage. No, it didn't. A plane was spotted flying. Maybe an earthquake caused the crash. No, not possible. Maybe it was a hijacking. No, it was an accident. North Korea stole a plane. The plane's hiding. No, it's too big to hide. Well, not if it's behind a cloud. It's all about triangulation. No, it's all along an arc. North to south. Focus on the islands. No, look toward India. Yeah, that's where you'll find an answer. What about Pakistan? They have nukes. The ocean is 500 feet deep. No, 2,000. Is it over there? No, it's over there. What about the pilots? It was deliberate. The first pilot did it. The second pilot did it. One did a video about flying. No, it was a video about plumbing. The pilot was angry. No, he wasn't angry. He was disgruntled. No, he wasn't disgruntled. He was involved in politics. No, he wasn't involved in politics. He just went to a rally. The plane disappeared at 35,000 feet. No, 20,000 feet. Five, or was it 10? Look at a map of the ocean. Maybe the plane tilted to the left, then to the right, then landed, then took off. Maybe it didn't take off. Wait, the map's upside down. Maybe this is another Jimmy Kimmel stunt. All right, enough. All right, yeah.
I love it.
Silly stuff. All right, so that was entertaining. After all of the things we've heard all this week, that may have been the only thing regarding this Malaysian Airlines flight that was moderately entertaining. Here, reviewing what's going on in the world of conversation, I'm Doug Steffen with more to come. Stick around.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard-of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Spring is just around the corner. Time to renew, redo, and make over. Beauty and lifestyle expert Stacey Cox has the scoop. Spring is a great time to give your medicine cabinet some TLC and update your health-related products. First, let's focus on your smile. Things that you want to be consistent with are replacing your toothbrush every 2 to 3 months. You want to have a good mouthwash. And the other thing you want is to be consistent with flossing. And for denture wearers, Cox says try using an adhesive to protect your mouth. 80% of denture wearers are dealing with some form of gum irritation. So what Fixident did to address that issue was come out with Fixident Plus Gum Care. It holds the denture firmly in place, and it alleviates that soreness and that discomfort so that people can eat, drink, talk, and go about their day and have a high quality of life. So go to Fixident's Facebook page, and you'll get more tips and more support from them. Other things you need to do, check the labels and discard anything expired. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambren can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight with Ambren Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambren Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-250-5335. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call Ambren right now, 1-800-250-5335. That's 1-800-250-5335. 1-800-250-5335.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
I'm Doug Steffen. Another item of interest this week, no surprise, Russia and the Ukraine, a big deal in terms of discussion. Here's host Brian Thomas with Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky. Massie and his thoughts about what we should be doing. Should's always one of those words that is difficult to work around. But what ought to happen in Russia? Are they going to attack and try to take over the Ukraine as well?
What would and I'm not suggesting you're running for the highest office in the country yet, right, Congressman Massie, but what would Congressman Massie do as President Massie insofar as the Ukraine-Russia situation? I'm kind of scratching my head what I would do, and I think ultimately, what can I do?
Well, first of all, I'm never going to run for that office, but let me tell you what I've seen done that I approve of so far.
All right.
We have moved assets to Poland and Romania. So basically, I think we should establish a very strong defensive posture and to send the message. And we should draw the red line there. My goodness, if you can't draw the red line there, where are you going to draw it?
Where, Poland?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and you say move assets there. The only thing I know we moved there, you mean military assets, because I know we moved Joe Biden in there the other day. That doesn't help the situation at all.
We should put him on the border. But
that's a deterrent.
Yes, an early warning. System. But in any case, we did move planes to Poland and Romania. So I do agree with that. Now let me tell you.
Well, those are NATO allies though, correct?
That is correct.
So, I mean, we've got a contractual, if not moral, ethical obligation to defend NATO allies. And Ukraine wasn't a member of NATO, correct?
That is correct.
All right.
And we have no contract to send them a blank check, which is something I would not do. So, in Congress, And you don't have to guess what I would and wouldn't do, because I have to vote on these things.
Right.
But in Congress, we voted whether to give the president $1 billion to loan to the Ukraine. Now, it turned out when the bill came up in Congress, it never said $1 billion anywhere. It was just basically a blank check to the president to send whatever he wanted. Because, you know, we wouldn't want to be inconvenienced with a second vote if he decided to make it $10 billion.
But under the terms and conditions of Ukraine's relationship and their holdings and dealings with Russia, that money ultimately would go directly to Russia.
It would pay their gas bill to Putin, yes. So I was one of 23, I believe, that voted no on giving the president a blank check to loan money to the Ukraine. And by the way, I think it's a bad loan. The banks assess the risk associated with the loan. I think it would be a bad loan to make.
Has Moody's even given Ukraine a credit rating? I'm all right.
Typically, when part of your territory's been seceded, and there's been a coup recently. It's not a good indication that you're going to be able to pay back the loan.
Speaking of where people's credit is, the Russian credit, as far as Moody's is concerned, got knocked off a little bit this morning. Maybe this is a little retaliation. What do you think? The West versus the East. Da-da-da-da. The two stories that have a different sort of bearing on our reality, the March Madness story, just I want you to just never mind the brackets and stuff, whatever it is that you've put on a piece of paper. The fact that Warren Buffett is offering $1 billion to a perfect run of picks, it's pretty mind-blowing in and of itself. That shows you the kind of attention that this stuff is all about and why this week you may or may not have heard that some of the players found a lawyer or vice versa, a lawyer found them, and they've sued the NCAA and individual colleges because they're being taken advantage of. These poor boys who are playing basketball with all the money that's being made on the TV rights and all the other things that go with it. Colleges ought to share some of that money with their players and therefore play them, pay them for playing. I don't see that happening, frankly, but it's interesting that this lawyer may, hey, who knows? Stranger things have happened. Speaking of strange, 20 years after Kurt Cobain was found dead in a Seattle suburb, police have reopened the case. Reports that police developed four rolls of film that have been sitting in a police evidence vault for years was processed at the sheriff's office. The pictures have a green tint to them, but they show a scene more clearly. As a matter of fact, the case, which was a cold case, as I've said, opened because of these pictures. In 94, the case was clearly a suicide. However, it now appears that maybe, Richie, there was something nasty afoot.
Really?
In the death of...
They can put this next to the Natalie Wood case.
Yes, they could.
We've got some real scoop going on.
Super-duper stuff. Is that more interesting than what's going on with the Ukrainians? Maybe.
It's pretty interesting.
Point of view, yeah. 51 after the hour.
Are we approaching a global economic meltdown? Many of the financial gurus in America are saying yes. This is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, I try to bring you relevant information that helps you make the right financial decisions for your future and the legacy you want to leave behind. This is why I want you to know the secrets of the ultra-rich inside the millionaire black box. You will discover how JCPenney, Rockefeller, and Walt Disney built their wealth without the danger of the Wall Street casino. You'll also learn if this is the right time to buy gold and silver and why. This series of CDs answers the financial questions the media does not want to tell you. For the next 45 callers, I'll give you free access to the Millionaire Black Box and a copy of the best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Call 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030 and get access to the Millionaire Black Box. That's 1-800-324-3030.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Flight 370, the search continues.
Time now for a visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the official attorney for the Doug Steffen programs. I say in plural because there are a number of programs. You're a star now because you're associated with me, Steve. Isn't that a great feeling?
Hey, that's pretty good stuff.
All right, so legal issues. First one, March Madness brings us around to listening to the lawyer or lawyers for some of the players on the college teams who think they ought to be paid for being college basketball stars because there's so much money being made, television rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You knew sooner or later some slimewad lawyer was going to get a hold of that. So what's the bottom line? What happens in this suit?
Well, you know, the bottom line is it's a complex issue. The whole idea of the student-athlete model was done by the NCAA back in the 1950s, not for any great reason other than they would have had, if they were employees, if they were considered to be paid, they'd have to pay their medical bills, and there were a number of people injured specifically in football that had catastrophic injuries. So the NCAA is making a lot of money off them. They're selling jerseys. The players, many of them are not getting much other than that scholarship. So you got to find some kind of middle ground. I really don't think they should turn into employees, and obviously not all of them in Division II and Division III are going to get this, but they are being taken advantage of. Everybody's making money except for the players, so they got to find some way of compensating them.
My dog Charlotte agrees with you 100%, as a matter of fact. All right. The public's fascination with Kurt Cobain going on. Seattle police developed film showing the scene where he, where the body was discovered, first of all. And then there was a lot of coverage on social networks, posts suggesting there was something new. But apparently there isn't anything. When is the statute of limitations work out when it comes to something like this, whether it was a suicide or a wrongful death or whatever?
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing, because the one crime where there is no statute of limitations is murder. Here again, I don't trust the media. I don't trust the media. You know, I look at coverage of things like the Malaysian airline, and sometimes it's embarrassing to see what goes on. And yet, when it's put out in the media, it has some legitimacy. So, what really happened with Kurt Cobain? What's really being released, who knows? But if there is something, I think the law enforcement wouldn't be playing it out through the media. They'd be doing it quietly behind the scenes.
All right. Couple of things that are in your area of expertise. You have a lot of areas of expertise, but because you run the website scamaside.com, couple of scams I want you to talk about. Number one, you just mentioned the Malaysian Airlines flight. There have been so many people who have been sucked in to various quote-unquote web reports where you get a notice on your email, here's the latest from the Malaysian, then you click on to a site that supposedly is going to bring you up to date. We found the passengers or that kind of stuff. And immediately you get attacked by malware. So what's your advice other than the obvious here?
Yeah, and it is the obvious, but people just miss it. And this was one of my scams of the day right after the airline went down. You knew this was going to happen, and you hit it right on the head. Whenever there is a newsworthy event, what happens is the scammers put up phony websites, and they're able to get search engine optimizing words so that when you Google, they're going to go to the top. So you go there, and the big thing is you don't click on a link, you don't download an attachment, because like you said, you will get malware. That malware will steal all of the information from your computer, and don't think you're protected if you've got anti-malware software. So did the company that got hacked and causing Target to get hacked. They're not always up to date. It's good to have, but it isn't a protection. So you go only to the sites that you know are legitimate. You know, you mentioned the scams, and I kind of chuckled. The IRS had a big
big announcement yesterday about a phony scam where people would get called up, told that they owed money and they had to give a credit card or wire money right away. I was telling people about this scam 3 weeks ago. I don't know where the IRS was waiting.
Where they usually are, behind the eight ball. Anyway, you those of you who get this call, caller warn those who owe taxes have to pay using a prepaid debit card or a wire transfer. Check out scamaside.com for the latest on that. That's Stephen J.J. Wiseman's protection. The protection zone is at scamaside.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.